CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have Melanie Cutting with me, so it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Hello.
So what do you have for us this week in the land of movies?
So there are a number of quite good movies playing locally. Last week was 1917, which I believe I spoke about, and I gather you and David went to see.
We did, yeah.
Had different opinions.
Well, it was well done.
Yes, and it's a much nominated film. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't yet seen it, I would highly recommend that you go. It is in English. There seem to be quite a lot of showtimes at the Maison de Cinéma. This is. As I mentioned, there are other theaters in the area which show some English movies, but not often and not many. But if you check, you can sometimes find at the cinema in Magog English films, and at the Galaxy Cinema, although nowhere close to what they used to do, and certainly not the way the Maison de Cinema makes a real point of getting English language movies.
Yeah, they always have at least a few.
Virtually always, Interestingly, what they did, there's a film that's been out now for a couple of weeks, which is called The Song of Names. In French, it's Le Chant des Noms. And until this week, it was only playing in French. And it's an English movie. So go figure. This does happen every once in a while, that they do get a movie that you say, why is this not in English? Because it's an English movie. And that's what happened here. Except, surprise, surprise, they brought in, this past week, they brought in the English version.
Nice.
So now you can see it... it's in English at 3:15 and 9:20, something like that. In any event, that is that was good news. So kudos to the folks there. And other things, let's go to the order at the Maison. So in English, we still have 1917. It's just called Doolittle. It's about Dr. Doolittle. Jumanji is now only in French, but it's still there. And a movie that I just delayed too long to decide to go and see, called Just Mercy, which has been getting really wonderful reviews and audience reactions. And somehow that turned into only French. So if you would like to see a good movie, apparently, and you're okay with watching it in French, it's called La Voix de la Justice, which is Just Mercy. And the one that I just mentioned, Chant des Noms, which is Song of Names, an English film, now being shown in English. Thank goodness. Another one, which, in truth, I haven't seen, but I was reading some reviews today, and I said, maybe I should just go and see it, because it looks like a lot of fun. What it didn't look like to me when I first saw the trailer was, do I really have to go to a theater and watch this on the big screen? And I think the answer is still no. I don't think it's a kind of a movie that requires a theater and a big screen to be effective. But maybe I'll see it anyway. Bad Boys for Life. It's the third in a series featuring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence as two, I guess, kind of not-so Miami police officers. There was one called Bad Boys, and then I think there was one called Bad Boys 2, and now there's this third one. The first one goes back 25 years. So back in 1995, they had the first one, and then there was another one, I think, in 2003. And now this one, and I just read that there is Bad Boys 4 coming out at some point. They have to, I guess what they've decided to do is go ahead and make it. So it'll be a little while, I guess. But because this one has gotten such good reviews from critics, I thought, oh, well, audiences would love this, but I'll bet the critics think it's kind of dopey. Well, shows you what I know. It really has been getting terrific reviews. Everybody loves it.
Oh, wow.
Critics okay. and others. Yep. However, that is not the one that I went to see this week. The movie that I went to see with a couple of friends, and we all enjoyed it, is called The Gentleman. And the name is just a hoot because the people in this movie aren't anything but gentle.
Okay.
There is so much action, kind of frenetic action, and so much going on. There's a Hugh Grant plays a kind of a slime ball who is also essentially the narrator of the picture. And he's funny. He's Cockney in this movie, which I haven't ever seen him be a Cockney person before. And he's kind of explaining what's going on. And what's going on is there's a number of people who are, a number of the gentlemen who are trying to get rid of Mickey Pearson, who is American, played by Matthew McConaughey, but this is all over in London. He is a big time pot grower.
Okay.
So he has pot farms scattered all over the place, but they're underground by and large. So he needs space, but he doesn't actually need space above the earth. And he gets his space from making deals with noblemen who have inherited crazy expensive estates and they can't afford them. So they rent out the facilities to Matthew the pot grower. But in any event, Matthew has decided that Mickey Pearson has decided he doesn't want to remain in the business. He'd like to sell out, but he wants to do it on his own terms and so on. So much of the action concerns how people react to this. They either want to do business with him or they want to put him out of business even before he officially goes out of business. And he has kind of an assistant who's wonderful. And he takes very good care of our main character. And the guy needs taken care of because although he's very competent, he can look after himself. He at this point in his life, he has almost everybody is out to get him. It is just a hoot. I must admit, if anyone has seen a movie by Guy Ritchie, who's a British film director, they'll know what to expect. It's got his signature all over it. Crazy, crazy action. Lots of talk, but it fits in well, and it's always set in Great Britain. So it would be one of those movies that, unless you are really upset by foul language, of which there's a lot, you would probably enjoy it. It's just that the story, as I say, is a little confusing because there's so much going on and there's so many people involved. But if you can sort of keep focus and not lose track of what's going on in the storyline, it really is fun. There's just wonderful characters besides those that I've already mentioned. And one of the very best is Colin Farrell. Sorry, I couldn't think of that for a second. Mm-hmm. Colin Farrell, who's an Irish actor who's been around for a while, and he's very versatile. He can play many kinds of roles. And in this one, he plays, he has like a little gang of boxers whom he trains. He's sort of a coach. Mm-hmm. And the boxers are just so funny. It's this funny little mob of guys who sometimes make errors in what they're trying to do in Colin Farrell's interest. But anyway, it gets a little convoluted as time goes on, but it's worth staying with. Okay, as it says, when word gets out that Mickey Pearson is looking to cash out of the business forever, it triggers plots, schemes, bribery and blackmail in an attempt to steal his domain out from under him.
Hmm.
So just, it's 103 minutes. It's not super long, but it's, all things considered, it's pretty close to 2 hours. And it's great. So you have Matthew McConaughey, this guy, Charlie Hunnam, who I must admit I haven't heard of before, who plays Matthew McConaughey's second in command and his protector. Henry Golding, who's a wonderful Asian actor. Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey, Lady Mary, mm-hmm. plays Matthew McConaughey's wife. She's pretty tough herself. And then there's a whole bunch of others. So it's definitely one that I would say, again, unless you aren't fond of either action movies or foul language, because you just can't escape the foul language. There it is. It didn't bother me, ultimately, but it's not something I would have said, oh, let's put a little more foul language into this movie. So the audience has been loving it, 84% approval.
Oh, nice.
And the critics, 73%.
Hmm.
Most critics really quite like it.
Mm-hmm.
They say, yeah, this is clearly Guy Ritchie. And if you have a taste for Guy Ritchie, or if you'd like to develop one, this would be a good place to start. I've seen one or two of his other movies, at least one or two. One from a few years ago called Snatch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the same thing. You're like, what kinds of stuff going on? And just a ton of action. So you really have to pay attention. But it's worth it. The ride is worth it. Anyway, so that's in terms of current movies playing. That's pretty much what we have in English. And there's I would probably recommend The Gentleman, Bad Boys for Life, although I didn't see it, but it looks to be fun. This Song of Names, although it didn't get great reviews, I must admit. I thought, oh, this is going to be, yay, it's here, and it's in English. But looking at the reviews, it was basically, this is okay.
Hmm.
The person who wrote the story is a French-Canadian writer. And some years ago, he wrote a terrific movie called The Red Violin. Perhaps you remember that. It goes back a few years now, maybe 10. And it was the story of the Red Violin, which over three centuries, what happens to this instrument and the mm-hmm. hands that it goes through? And I thought, wow, here's another movie having to do with a violin. So it's probably going to be wonderful. I don't think it's as wonderful as The Red Violin was, but apparently it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I will mm-hmm. certainly make an effort to see that. Dr. Doolittle, not Doctor, is still there in English, 1917, still there in English. And between those two, I would say 1917 is a better bet.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going with children, of course, go see Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
just a plug one more time for the cost. It's, if you buy a package of 8 tickets, it's $7 a ticket, so it's $56 to go 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty good deal. In fact, it's a very good deal. I don't know
it
if
is.
You've mm-hmm. tried going to the movies in Montreal recently, but whoa, that is it's crazy expensive. And there are just some movies, as I say, which, sure, you could probably download them and watch them on the small screen in your mm-hmm. home, but some truly need a big screen. And one of those is 1917.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as well that probably the Bad Boys, maybe not so much, but The Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Probably benefits from being on a big screen, because there's a lot to take in visually. So it's like, okay. Now I need to use all my eyesight to catch what's going on this big screen. Anyway, that's about it for me. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I have don't want to dwell on this, but I didn't mention what's coming next week. There is at least one movie in English. And that is called The Rhythm Section.
Oh.
in French, La Section Rythmique, but it's the rhythm section. It's an English film with Jude Law and Blake Lively. Blake apparently has lost her family in a car crash, discovers partway through the movie that in a plane crash, discovers that ultimately the plane crash was the result of a bomb on the plane. So she goes from just being sad to being very, very angry and sets out to track down the bombers. So she's, and I guess she's being helped by by Jude Law. I don't know a whole lot about it. It's not doing well critically, at least at the moment. But it's one of those movies that if you, again, if you have a taste for revenge movies, which this clearly is, this is one of those movies where you're pretty sure that our heroine is going to get herself up to her eyeballs in trouble in to right this wrong. And it's a sort of a tried and true formula these days. There's many revenge movies out there which do very well at the box office. So anyway, that is beginning on Friday.
Oh, okay, that's good.
The other films that are coming on roughly the same date are not in English.
Oh, okay. So we'll have
at least one, three, new one.
One new one
plus those that are still there. I think constant listeners know you shouldn't wait to go and see a movie because you snooze, you lose if you don't get to see it while it's still there in English and at a reasonable hour. You could just within a week, maybe two, they're either gone, they're only in French, or they've put them at 10 o'clock at night. So if you see something that looks interesting, go see it.
Good. Definitely.
Anyway, that's it for me.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.